A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've had the good fortune of living the American dream. I just kind of had it itching to go run my own thing. You know, the only way you could be a failure is not to have failed. To be honest with you, the first company I went at was a total disaster. It was like running a 100-yard dash and being smacked in the face with a 2x4. I'll never forget, I think it was my second day on the job, the CEO said, "Keith, I want you to say this at the next board meeting." And I go, "Maria, I will not say that. That would be lying." You get that big pit in your stomach and you just turn warm inside. I just made the biggest mistake of my life. You know, obviously, my drive comes from my upbringing, and it's about paying it forward and giving it back. You know, one of the things my dad always said is the key is when the world hands you a sack of sour lemons, the objective of the game is to turn into sweet lemonade. And I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. And I ended up hooking up with three PhD scientists from the IBM research labs that had a technology. It would change the way mechanical engineering was done. And it took about 2.5 years, but it worked. And we changed the way mechanical engineering is done with that software from RAS. And we created a thing called mechanical design synthesis and design optimization. We were all set to take it public. And then a company called Paramount Technology came in and bought it from us.
So let's talk about Ariba. So Ariba starts right after RASNA.
Our revenue doubled quarter over quarter for 12 quarters in a row. We took it public after 2.75 years, got up to 40 billion, and to this day, 3.7 trillion of transactions.
Trillion.
More than all the trade in the Western Hemisphere, more than eBay, Alibaba, and Amazon combined go through that Ariba network. The lesson I learned, and it was always straight in front of my face. You know, I grew up in the Midwest, great Midwestern values. Integrity was key, same at General Motors, Purdue, all of that. And it was a different value system. So from there on out, always job one is to make sure every organization, every company had a great set of values and integrity, because people can say, "Hey, I don't like how you look. I don't like where you went to school," but they can't take your integrity away.
You know, it's a tremendous honor to be here. This truly is my happy place. And so for the class of 2021, and your parents, your families, and your friends, I just have one question for you. Is Purdue the greatest university or what?
First of all, you got to trust yourself. And, you know, that's because you can't trust anybody else unless you trust yourself. And, you know, I found a way to build that trust is keep jumping in water over your head. But we can come back to that. But so you go into a new environment, go into a new company, something like that. So how do you build trust? Well, you do it one-on-one. And so the question is, can you build trust at a lunch? Can you do it at a dinner? And what I found, one of the things that works, is you can't be afraid to be vulnerable. Because when you're vulnerable with somebody, about 95% of the time, they'll reciprocate in kind. And when both sides are vulnerable, that forms a connection. And that is a way that I found all the time. Or also another one is, tell me your story. Everybody loves to tell their story. And I'm just a naturally a curious person, so I love hearing, so that never bores me. So it's really the power of one-on-one relationships.
We need to go back to this playbook. You went through it really quick, but it feels like this playbook has built a couple multi-billion dollar businesses that conduct trillions of dollars worth of business.
Yeah.
Walk us through that playbook again.
The vision, right? And so for your vision, and our vision at Ariba was really simple. We said we want to build a great sustaining company into the 21st century. The mission is all about leadership, because the object of the game, particularly in Silicon Valley, is to be the category king. Because when you're the category king, you get 80% of the industry resources and 80% of market cap. Players 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they fight over the scraps. So our mission was to create a category called business-to-business electronic commerce and to be the leader. And then the next thing under that is your values. So, right, integrity's there, courage, high ambition, accountability, respect, the basics. And then we had a set of team rules that kind of personify those values. And by the way, same team rules for all the companies. The first one is direct, open, and honest communication. In a word, the truth. Because I had seen at General Motors, when you go through 15 levels, you know, I started at the lowest of the low, production form, to the highest of the high, where I was a staff for the board of directors. I could see how that message would change, right? The second one is no idea is a bad idea. And then we added parentheses, unless the CEOs. So, because it's all about making a safe environment.
Sure.
And you can make a safe environment when you mock out the CEO. Plus, it's fun. The third one is always raise the standard in everything we do, in our people, our processes, and our products. And if somebody can't keep up with that standard, you got to do something about it. Otherwise, you've automatically lowered your standard. Then the fourth one is we're a team first and functional specialist second. So you developers put your feet in a customer's shoes. You sales guys don't make commitments we can't keep. And then the fifth one is the most powerful one of all. And that is hire the best people, especially if they're better than us.
And the story out to Silicon Valley is an interesting one for you. I mean, you grew up small town Ohio. You worked in your dad's machine shop as a welder, went to school to become an engineer. And I think the plan was to go back to the machine shop, but something, it was a curveball that happened there.
It starts off in small town Ohio, where my father ran a machine shop and my mother was a teacher. At age 12, I became a welder in my dad's shop. In good times, he employed 5 workers. In tough times, I was his only employee. My father encouraged me to get some college knowledge and come back as an engineer to help him grow the business into a big company of 10 employees. While I did become an engineer, I never went back to work with my dad. But he was so proud I was a Boilermaker and just loved the fact that was also the name of his favorite after-work adult beverage. Here's to you, Pops.
And GM came on campus my sophomore year and gave me a full ride. It was a GM scholarship, so that was a real big turning point, because along with that went an amazing summer jobs and all that kind of stuff. And then GM sent me off to graduate school, too. And then my dad started calling him Generous Motors.
You're being humble. Summer student, but by age 26, you became the youngest VP in their history. What would they have been seeing in you for that to happen?
I think they saw somebody who wasn't afraid to take a risk and somebody who wasn't afraid to own something. And the summer before I started full-time at General Motors between years at business school, I worked in the New York Treasurer's office. And that basically is a staff for the board of directors. My first job was I was a second shift production foreman on the chassis line at Cadillac. But, what I saw happening at that time was robotics. This is in the early 80s. It was popping up. I had wrote an equivalent to like a thesis at Harvard Business School on the utilization of robotics in the Japanese auto industry. So I went and I pitched the board of directors, General Motors should get in the robotics business. And to my surprise, They said, okay, how should we do it? Because they had like the most sophisticated robot technology. I said, you know, we need a joint venture because we need a broad product line. And they said, with who? And I go, well, can I come back the next board meeting? And I'll never forget, I came back and I said, we should joint venture with a company called Fujitsu Fanuc. Now, understand, at that time, all those board of directors, they were World War II veterans. And they said, you mean partner with the Japanese? I go, yes, partner with the Japanese. And we built that up. To today, it's the largest manufacturer of industrial robots in the world. And the average age of that team probably was in the early 30s. And we put GE, IBM, and Westinghouse out of the business. We just became dominant in that area.
You talk about ownership, and I think that's a word that probably connects to a lot of our viewers. But, you know, they'd also be thinking, how do I do that? Like, how did you have the confidence, the ownership to say, you know, I'm ready to go pitch to the board?
Yeah. You know, I think it comes down to I built a high-performance team as we were getting going, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the most important job of any CEO. And I really believe that the organization, the company, with the best people wins. And the key is how to get them working together as a team, right? You know, the way I believe in that is you've got to have a North Star, a noble cause. You also need an enemy because, you know, that stops the water cooler talk. Nothing gets the blood stir. You know, in the United States State Department, we call it an adversary, but in business, we call it an enemy. And then the third thing you need is you need a plan. And with all these companies that I had the good fortune to build and these different organizations I ran, we would always have a playbook. And that's basically the vision, the mission, the values, the team rules, long-term goals, strategy, all boiled down to execution. So it really was a way to maintain alignment and a tremendous tool when it comes to scaling. Well, they can go to the Kroc Institute for Tech Diplomacy. That website is techdip.org. KeithKroc.com is another one. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.